I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News. Brooklyn Reese is 12 years old, and when she's healthy, she's sort of a second mother to her younger sister and brother.
Before I got sick, I had a lot of responsibility because Izzy, she had trouble with math and homework, so we would get home from school, I'd help Izzy with her homework, and then I'd do my homework, and then Mom would do all the cleaning and stuff, and I would take care of Jackson, and then I'd give him a sippy and make him a peanut butter sandwich.
But a little more than 2 years ago, mysterious red spots appeared on Brooklyn's legs below her knees. Then blood blisters developed, leaving painful sores in her mouth that would pop and sap her appetite.
My mouth hurt so bad. All my bones hurt. Made spaghetti taste like iron.
Doctors diagnosed Brooklyn with aplastic anemia, which happens when the body stops producing red blood cells. Bone marrow from Brooklyn's brother and a cocktail of drugs have boosted her onto a faster track to recovery than doctors at Mission Hospital had predicted. But to rescue Brooklyn's spirit, there's Arts for Life. The Asheville nonprofit brings the arts into hospitals and clinics and to their young patients battling serious illnesses. A musical component of the program is called the Heartbeat Sessions. Musicians turn the recorded heartbeats of patients into the rhythm for music. Most kids who take part choose a favorite song of theirs for the musicians to perform and record. But Brooklyn wrote her own song, and she also sings it.
You've been there the whole way with me. I know it's hard, but you've been there beside me. It's called I Love You, Mom, and it was felt like our journey through all of this, and I wanted to make her feel better.
Arts for Life recorded Brooklyn singing her lyrics into a phone, and that recording went to Melissa Hyman, a cellist, vocalist, and one of the co-founders of the Heartbeat Sessions.
When I heard it, it was actually very easy for me to just put chords to it, and after I spoke with Brooklyn about her arrangement ideas and kind of like what she wanted the track to sound like, we talked about dynamics, like keep, you know, making it soft at some points and loud at other points to give it more drama. And it was pretty easy to envision an arrangement for it that I thought that she would love.
All of this was happening beneath the radar of Brooklyn's mother, Megan Penley.
They told me they were doing an art project. Technically, I guess it fell into an art project, but I had no idea that it was a song until after it was already recorded.
Hyman gathered musicians to record Heartbeat Session songs at Echo Mountain Studios. Arts for Life launched the album a couple of weeks ago with performances in front of the patients' families and friends at the Mothlight in Asheville.
Y'all, I could not possibly be more excited to introduce to you the singer and songwriter of this next song we're going to play.
This was the first time Brooklyn had a chance to perform the song she wrote with a full band behind her, with her mother watching.
She's always been one to paint, color, draw, sing, but you never think that someone's going to write a song and actually record it for you. And I cried through the entire song.
For some of these kids, it's something that their family will have to hold on to after they're gone and still be able to hear their heartbeat and feel like they're with them. For the kids who do get better and do well, that it's a way to look back on this really tough time in their lives in a positive way and like have a sort of positive and fun memento from a really complicated time.
Brooklyn hasn't attended regular school since the fourth grade. She's supposed to be going into the seventh grade, and her platelet count is still low. But doctors have told her family Brooklyn is on track to return to a healthy, normal life.
It's a little overwhelming because it's been so long. I can get tired sometimes, but not like all the time. Sometimes I just fireball energy running around the yard.
You can hear the recording of Brooklyn's song on the Heartbeat Sessions compilation CD. You'll find a link to the sessions, to Brooklyn's song, and how to pick up a CD on our website. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.